war against hunger is truly mankind's war of liberation. That's what 35th American President John F. Kennedy said about world hunger. Welcome everyone to the first podcast of V-Group Talk, and today I'm going to talk about global hunger crisis and what steps we are taking to control it. When it comes to the matter of crisis, some miserable, devastating things predominate us, be it challenging poverty, disaster, or any other contingency. The consequences are life-threatening. Emphasizing the major issue or threat faced across the world is hunger crisis. What actually a hunger crisis means is worth an issue to discuss. In connection with a crisis like drought, or we can say eventually the outcome of drought-like situation is hunger crisis. To be precise, it designates undernourishment over a definable period. Biologically, we can say painful sensation, a state of weakness. Hunger is basically categorized into three forms: acute, chronic, and hidden hunger. Acute hunger is undernourishment over a fixed or limited definable period of time. It is the most extreme form of hunger and arises during the crisis like droughts, disasters, wars, cyclones, or other natural calamities. People who are already suffering from chronic hunger are affected mostly by acute hunger. It constitutes of 8% of the total hunger-stricken people. Chronic hunger is undernourishment for a long-term period. It occurs when body needs more food, but it is not able to fulfill the absorbing requirement. It arises due to poverty, and globally, it is far more widespread. People suffering from chronic hunger do not have enough money for health nutrition, proper health care, medical facilities, clean water, and in some cases, they don't even have a roof to cover their heads. Lastly, hidden hunger. It is a form of chronic hunger generally caused because of the unbalanced diet and lack of important nutrients such as zinc, iodine, iron, vitamin A, or calcium in the body. In this case, consequences or effects are not visible, but long-term nutrient deficiencies can lead to serious ailments. Body growth is affected directly and risk of premature death increases. There are more than 2 million people who are suffering from this. Hunger and food insecurity results in stunted growth of children and undernourishment, directly affecting the upcoming generation along with leading to generation of several diseases. But the irony stays firm. Enough food is produced all around the globe to satisfy everyone's need. Still, 8.9% of the global population goes to bed without food in their bellies. There is surplus amount of reason to justify this statement. The number one is poverty. Poverty and hunger are interlinked and are directly proportional to each other. People suffering from poverty mostly cannot afford nutritional food and medical facilities, resulting in undernourishment. In turn, due to poor health conditions, they can't even work for a full day to make money for their families. Many inter-society and international affairs also have a major part to play in such crises. If we talk about the most influential international conflicts, only rich countries are getting benefits. The poor countries are the major victim of crisis. Here, what it applies is, crisis often affects those who are already suffering from chronic crisis. Wars cause distribution of life, infrastructure, resources, whether they are of food or other. Transport is shuttled down, leading people to suffer from poor food supplies and resulting in causing hunger crisis. Many families in Africa and other countries experience a hunger season. It's before harvest. At this period of time, previous year supplies get exhausted and they don't have enough to fulfill the daily need of food, and it takes some time to replenish, which leaves families on one meal per day. Shortages are also due to improper distribution of the supplies at respective places by the ration dealers. This brings us to the next point, that is climate change. It is something that is uncontrollable. Just think what would happen if there would be no crops yielded from a season due to unfavorable climate conditions like drought, seasonal floods, unexpected storms or precipitation, etc. Eventually, there would be life-threatening hunger crisis and food shortage for a particular season. In turn, mostly affected people are the ones who are totally dependent on agriculture. The poorest regions of the world are affected the most due to extreme climate patterns. Lack of nutrition is another reason. In order to live a healthy life, one needs a range of food providing a variety of essential nutrients and healthy benefits. Poverty-stricken families are often dependent on just one or two staple foods, mainly corn, wheat, or rice, which means they're not getting enough nutrients required for a healthy body and suffer from the effects of hunger. It is a matter of grave concern, as proper nutrition is very important for children below the age of 5 and pregnant and breastfeeding women. Proper nutritional diets reduces the risk of diseases, cognitive impairment, poor health, and keeps body and mind fit for a full day workout. Country's economy also has a direct effect on the nutritional resilience and per capita income of its people. Country not having a good economy will have more people suffering from poverty and resulting in hunger crisis. Liberia and Democratic Republic of Congo are the epitomes having poor economy and suffering from hunger problems. According to the World Food Program, 1/3 of the total food produced on this planet is never consumed and gets wasted. That is not just the wastage of food, but of other natural resources also which are used to produce food. The human greed invokes him to produce more and more commodities, even if it is not required, and exploit what is available. This greed is increasing day by day, just to outshine, which kills our basic conscience of preserving the sources for future generations. This framework is pretty horrifying if seen with a futuristic approach. Someone has rightly said, "For you, it's just a matter of few bucks. For somebody, it's a matter of life." There are many problems which arise due to hunger. You might have heard on news channels and also seen in movies that a hungry person who is living without any shelter and have no money kills someone only for a few bites of food. My dear friends, that happens in the real life as well. Intense level of hunger can let you take any step that can change your life. It is not only about malnourishment and lack of food, but hunger is generating thousands of more problems for the countries. That is why it is a global issue. Let us talk about Global Hunger Index. Global Hunger Index, or GHI, is a tool used to measure and track hunger at global level along with regional and country-wise analysis. Before proceeding further, let's go to the flashback and look into some details that where did it start and how it came into effect. Two institutional bodies, International Food Policy Research Institute, UN, and Welthinger Hilfe, Germany, published their first report for the first time in 2006. From the next year, that is 2007, Irish NGO named Concern Worldwide also became a co-publisher in this report. Just 2 years back, in year 2018, International Food Policy Research Institute of US has stepped back, making it a joint project for the other two members. Global Hunger Index is calculated annually. Factors that are taken into consideration for the calculation of GHI are proportion of undernourished, proportion of children suffering from wasting, that is acute undernourishment, and stunting, that is chronic undernourishment under the age of 5, and at last, mortality rate of children. GHI is measured on a 100-point inverse scale, with 0 as best and 100 as worst, which can never be achieved practically, and ranked the countries wherever they land down based on a few ranges prescribed, which are, if range is equal to or less than 9.9, then it will be counted low. If it ranges from 10 to 19.9, then it is moderate. If it is between 20 to 34.9, then it is serious. 35 to 49.9, it's alarmist. And at last, if it is more than 50, it is extremely alarming. Besides ranking the countries and placing them on the hunger scale, GHI report includes an essay addressing one particular aspect of hunger. Issue of hunger and climate changes was the topic for the year 2019. The data used for the publishers every year came from different sources for different factors. Some of them are Food and Agriculture Organization, UNICEF, WHO, the World Bank, which are agencies of United Nations, and many more other sources are out there in the list. Have you ever been really hungry? Have you ever seen your spouse, kith or kin starving for food? We all are very much aware about the words like hunger, malnourishment, starvation, etc. But have we really not seen the real face of hunger? Hunger doesn't mean that we don't have a food for a whole day, but it is much more than this. It is that state at which one is not having enough food to eat, not for a day, not for a week, but for months and sometimes years also. In the greed of power, humans had lost humanity. The arguing conflict between the megalomaniac people of Yemen, which led to civil war, best describes the quote. Yerevan has now become the poorest country of Middle East. It is placed highest in the Fragile State Index and the second worst in Global Hunger Index. In the avarice of power, a few people turned street protests into clashes. The clashes destroyed public infrastructure and services, closed schools and hospitals, disbalanced human lives, and ultimately produced severe humanitarian crisis. As violent eye outbreaks mount across the country, more than 17 million people got affected, 3.6 million people were compelled to leave their places, and at least 56,000 civilians and combatants have been killed. The harsh climate and all existing COVID-19 pandemic, accompanied with cholera outbreak, has put the country on knees. And the oldest civilization on earth, which was once known as the happy land of Arabia Felix, is turned into living hell for all the civilians who are residing there. Yemenis are lowering their hope for life. Yemen, which was once famous for its high mountains, fertile land, is now struggling for the most basic need, that is food, water, and medicine. 85%, which accounts to 24 million people of Yemen's total population, need humanitarian aids. Today, it is the second most hunger-stricken country. You can't even imagine how dire the situation has become. Not 50 or 60%, but all the children are chronically malnourished. A child dies in Yemen in every 10 minutes from easily preventable disease. And we think we had hard life? Yemenis are struggling and fighting the unseen war on which no news channel is paying attention. Not only this, it is also the water-scarce country. For water, there's a need to dig big holes, and it requires fuel, which is very expensive for Yemenis, and for that, Yemenis have to suffer. There's nothing more depressing than this. No water, no food, no clean hospitals, nothing to survive, no other option than die. All the suffering is man-made. Children are paying the price of adult ultimate ignorance. These people are suffering a lot from years, and even they don't know why still the fight is going on in their homeland. Their life is extremely horrible. The children go to bed with an empty stomach, can't even think that a bowl of rice and some veggies is so hard. They are just like zombies, so skinny, starving to die. They too want to live, want to enjoy, or we can say, spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak. It is catastrophic. Almost 7 million Yemenis don't know from where their meant meals will come. There is no shortage of food, but because of ongoing conflict, roads are blocked, due to which they are not getting their meals. They don't have water to quench their thirst, food to relieve their empty stomach, and even clothes to cover their bodies. If we don't eat enough food for days, then our body starts eating itself, and it leads to starvation, which causes permanent organ damage, stops the growth of human body parts, and slowly leads to death. Eradication of hunger and malnutrition is one of the greatest calamities, and it is a big shame on humanity. There's plenty of money for bombs, statues, making skyscrapers, but not even a single penny for food. How strange it is. There is strong need to draw food rather than bombs. My heart hurts for them. Hope it will melt your heart too. When you were sleeping last night, approximately 300 kids died because of starvation or diseases related to malnutrition. Let's come together with hand in hand to extend our arms to help them and their families. Let us come to cover food gap, small help from our side and prove boon for them. A small donation from our side can save a life. Every life matters. They are not meant to suffer like this. It is much more horrible than death. Now let us talk about some associations working for hunger eradication. Up till here, we have gone through what is hunger crisis, its causes, global hunger index, and problems in Yemen. But have you given a thought that from where the food comes for the people dying with hunger in countries like Yemen? No? Let me introduce to you some organization, associations out there working day and night for feeding someone's stomach. Food and Agriculture Organization, International Fund for Agriculture Development, United Nations Children Education Fund, World Food Program. These are some agencies of United Nations who aim to work against global hunger. Besides these, California-based Food First is an NGO. Green Shoots Foundation works in 6 different countries throughout Asia, including Cambodia, Philippines, Myanmar, Vietnam, and Kyrgyzstan. Groundswell International, which was founded in 2009, has global link with NGOs, rural communities, and promotes food systems in Burkina Faso, Ecuador, Guyana, Guatemala, Haiti, Honduras, Mali, Nepal, Senegal, and Western North Carolina. HEFOR International was founded in 1944 and based in Little Rock, Arkansas. It's an NGO working to eradicate poverty and hunger. This organization has provided its services and livestock in more than 125 countries. It is helping and has helped millions of families to move towards greater self-resilience. There are not only a couple of such organizations, but dozens of them. I might get tired while counting them. World Food Program is one of the largest United Nations agencies, helping 86.7 million people in around 83 countries every year and delivering food assistance. The special point to focus is that this organization implements school feeding programs in 60 countries for more than 16 million children. CARE is a global organization which works around the globe with a vision of a world of hope, tolerance and social justice, where poverty has been overcome and all people live with dignity, where property has been overcome and all people live with dignity and security. The Hunger Project, with programs in Asia, Africa and South America, works to achieve sustainable progress in nutrition, family hunger, health and education. Beat Forward, Clean Looking Alliance, Action Against Hunger, Indian NGO Akshay Patra, Feeding America in US, Rise Against Hunger, Spoon, UNICEF, World Central Kitchen, Why Hunger, Mercy Crops, Lunchbox Fund, Food for the Poor, 1 Acre Fund, and the never-ending list will keep on increasing. So let us talk about World Food Program in detail and its working. Till now, you might have got an idea that World Food Program is the largest humanitarian agency tackling hunger worldwide. It is the working in more than 80 countries with nearly 19,000 staff who reach more than 90 million people with 5,600 trucks, 100 planes and 30 ships available 24/7 at any time to provide food assistance and medical aid every day at any point of the globe where there is reach of World Food Program. World Food Program is one of the largest agencies of United Nations. It was founded by Food and Agriculture Organization at the UN General Assembly in the year 1961. Its headquarters are in Rome, Italy. First, it was formed on 3-year experimental basis, but later in 1965, it got expanded on continuing basis. 1 in 9 people worldwide don't have food to eat, and this organization aims to end hunger under Zero Hunger Program, achieve food security and improve nutrition by 2030. This organization is saving and changing thousands of lives daily. It delivers food assistance in emergencies. It works with communities to improve nutrition and build resilience. It is there to provide the food and medical aid during natural calamities and disasters. It provides more than 15 billion rations at an estimated average cost per ration of $0.61. Two-thirds staff of the organization works in conflict-based countries where people are three times more likely to be undernourished due to the proper unavailability of food resources and lack of transportation than those living in countries without conflict. World Food Program also feeds and provides school meals in more than 60 countries to more than 16 million children under various school feeding programs. It also implements HIV and TB programs in over 40 countries for nutritional recovery, enable adherence to treatment and retention in care, creating social protection and livelihood strengthening linkages for people living with HIV, utilizing HIV-sensitive programming to reach vulnerable HIV-affected groups within the population. You might be wondering that from where these large quantities of food come and from where these organizations get all the funds, as it's not everyone's cup of tea to feed everyone out there. World Food Program is an intergovernmental organization, which means an organization composed of sovereign states, and it is a self-regulatory body. Every government on the globe which is capable gives funds to this organization every year, and all are done voluntarily. In 2018, United States contributed $2.5 billion, which is the highest in the calendar year, taking the sum total to $7.2 billion. Other corporations and donors also donate their part, and V Group Talk is also one of them. All the contributions are primarily used in high-level, conflict-driven countries and then in low-level emergencies. World Food Program is a partnership with national governments, more than 2,000 NGOs, some of the United Nations agencies like FAO and IFAD, and corporate companies. The government of the countries where the World Food Program works are the prime partners. For emergencies and development projects, coordination and cooperation with them is an important part. Non-government organizations or NGOs stores, transports and distribute goods on the behalf of World Food Program. Other UN agencies provide technical advice and non-food resources in the time of developmental projects, crisis and emergencies. Corporate partners also have an important part in organizations' relationships, as they provide additional funding, transport, human resources, communication technology and other relevant information. It is rightly said by the legendary Helen Keller, "Alone we can do so little, together we can do so much." Fighting an invisible war against hunger alone is not an easy task to achieve. I may say that practically it is an impossible one. Since now I have described the organization only who are working to achieve target of zero hunger, but now I will tell you some of the renowned personalities who are investing and fighting for world hunger and poverty. Bill Ayres, the founder of Why Hunger. He used to be a Catholic priest and later on realized that food needs to be improvised, and seeking it as a challenge, he began World Hunger Year, which fights hunger through grassroots of efforts and brings celebrities to the cause. National Hunger Hotline and National Hunger Clearing House are the other organization founded by him. Erythrin Cousin is the current director of the United Nations World Food Program. Prior to the current post, she was ambassador of United States for Food and Agriculture to United Nations agencies. While heading a response team for Hurricane Katrina, she delivered more than 62 billion pounds of food to the needy people in the Gulf Coast region. Eradicating world hunger in her lifetime is one of her aims. Co-founder of One and Data, Jamie Drummond, working for ending extreme poverty and the AIDS pandemic. The executive vice president of the Hunger Project, John Conrad, is in charge of all research and fundraising for the charity. Perry Ferrari, CEO of Heifer International. He got his start in the corporate world but found his destination at Heifer International. He was exposed to poverty as he was grown up in Congo, which inspired him to do something for the charity. Andrea Muanda, journalist from Uganda, founder of the independent and strong activist against global poverty. He also has been recognized as a global young leader by the World Economic Forum. Anthony Lake is the executive director of UNICEF and spent more than 45 years for public service. He is credited with ending war between Ethiopia and Eritrea. Ashraf Ghani, an Afghani politician and a chancellor of Kabul University, is using his political and anthropological experience to assist the poor and rebuild his country. This humanitarian list does not have any end point. Many will come, service, dishonor, and go, but the cycle of charity and social services will keep on expanding and expanding and expanding. If we really want to make this world a better place, we all have to come together and help really need our help now. We have to act now or it will get worse. This is Sahej Sandhu signing off and hope you take one step to make this world a better place. Thank you for listening to V Group Talk First podcast. Don't forget to visit our blog vgrouptalk.com. We'll see you soon again. Thank you.